Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sam Kasman is here. Sam is a new friend, but we know his organization well. He's a general counsel for Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, and we have a number of friends over there at CEI, but Sam's with us for the first time. Sam, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you here. Folks, Sam, one of the things that Sam's been doing, he represents CEI, which that organization is one of the organizations, and I consider myself to be a compatriot with them on questioning the climate change religion. Not questioning necessarily any scientific attempts to identify or prove it or whatever, but the religion, that's where I am, Sam. I'm questioning the religion of it and of climate change. But you guys have done a lot more scientific approach to this, and you've gotten yourself into a bind, haven't you?
Well, we don't think we've done anything wrong, but what happened is you've got a coalition of about 17 state attorneys general. This coalition was unveiled at a press conference up in New York where Al Gore had the center stage back at the end of March. It's called Attorneys General United for Clean Power, and they basically decided that the climate skeptics simply do not have any place in public life.
Right.
So a number of them had been investigating ExxonMobil for alleged fraud because they supposedly never told the public the risks of climate change.
Who? 17 attorneys general. I'm assuming New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Vermont, Maine. What are we looking at? Who are these people?
I don't have the list in front of me, but you're right. It goes from New York all the way to California.
The usual suspects, mostly on the coast area, right? East and west.
On the coast and also on the southern coast, namely, I believe Florida's in there. But anyway, we got served with a subpoena by the Attorney General for the Virgin Islands, who had been investigating Exxon as well. We've got no idea why we were picked. I sort of take it as a compliment to the effectiveness
right.
of our work.
Exactly. That means you're onto something.
I think so, yeah. And they're seeking 10 years' worth of work ending in 2007 on pretty much everything we've done on climate policy.
What is their justification? What is their right to do to sue you for information when you're basically just a reporting organization? Have you taken some action? Is this a countersuit? What's going on?
Well, I think we have been effective in blocking some of the more extreme measures of global warming.
In what way? Tell us what your crime has been.
I think we do take some credit for the fact that the cap and trade failed in the House and Senate.
But now, did you file amicus briefs? Did you lobby? Did you provide research for people who had the power to vote? What part did you play in this co-conspiracy?
Sure, we've done all of that, and we have a perfect right to do all of that under the First Amendment. Now, these folks are claiming, well, the First Amendment is not a license for fraud, but that's really what just about to go back down the centuries, every government censor has made the exact same claim. And so in a sense, this is an inquisition, and we plan to fight it in court.
So your legal right to do research, to find out information, to share that information legally, but all this falls under the First Amendment rights, doesn't it? First Amendment, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, absolutely. And one other thing is, you know, they're going for the identities of pretty much all our supporters and donors, and even that falls under the First Amendment as well.
This is chilling. This is called chilling speech, ladies and gentlemen. This is repressing speech. This is what zealots do when they find themselves being questioned. Effectively, this is what people who have whose ideas are bankrupt. This is what they do. They try to use the legal system to chill any kind of activity, like as you say, like your donors, your investors, people who care about the work that you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And thankfully, we've got a First Amendment, and we've got courts that respect it, and we expect to be successful in fighting off the subpoena.
But what is but here's the problem: an organization like yours, every penny is precious to go toward what your stakeholders think are important for the public to know about. And this effort costs money. Is this hurting your mission?
The bills have not yet come in, but it most definitely is going to cost quite a bit. And we're hoping that our supporters and that other folks across the ideological spectrum who believe in free speech, regardless of whether they take our position on global warming, we're hoping that they will come to our support.
Have other groups like Heritage and Cato and AEI and other folks like that, have they come to join you in with amicus briefs or with financial support? I mean, surely they're saying there, but for the grace of God, go I.
Well, you know, when we first got our subpoena, this was back in early April, we thought that quite a few of these other groups would be getting served with subpoenas as well that same day. So far, that has not happened. We're the only nonprofit group that's gotten hit with one of these.
Yeah.
And certainly they've offered quite a bit in terms of their, if they have, to the extent they have legal resources. But we do have some very good outside counsel, and we suspect at a certain point other groups will be getting served as well.
Who is your outside counsel?
Let's see, the firm is Baker & Hostetler. It's Andrew Grossman and Dave Rifkin, and they have actually, about 2 weeks before we were served, they announced a project called Freedom of Speech and Science Project, Defending Freedom of Speech and Science.
Right.
And, you know, it looks like this is the first case they may be undertaking, though they did not expect things to happen this fast.
Wow, this is amazing. Folks, you know, think about this. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Whether you think these states are right, these attorney generals are right about climate change, or whether you think CEI is right, whether you think Sam's group is right, think about what's in the middle: chilling of free speech by the courts, folks. No American should want to see this happen, regardless of which side you're on. Sam Kasman and I are going to be right back. We're going to talk about what's the underlying issue of all of this, the climate change debate, after these messages. Sam is with Competitive Enterprise Institute. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.